All right. Good day, everyone. Welcome to PRQ. Thought you'd use Q. Wow, we already have lines. I was going to ask if people want to call in. Thank you, BBS. You guys have been amazing all day. And it's a lot of work to take all these calls and be entertaining at the same time. I owe them all of these communications. They've been amazing. All right, we've got to do it. Western Australia is on the line. Homesteading in New South Wales, Australia, and update, male or mall? Do I have Sue from Western Australia on line two?
Good day, Hugh.
Good day to you. How are we making out?
I have received a certified copy of a certificate for title for my property in New South Wales. And I have sent the whole document to you.
Okay. And then where did you send the document to?
To PRQ Homesteading.
Okay, cool. Okay, and so thank you very much for your bravery. Was it very difficult?
Wasn't easy, but in the end, I got there.
Okay, and what was the process that you took on so you can help your people there?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What did you say?
What process did you go through to get your original homestead copy? Teach other people how they did it.
Right. Okay. It took a while. I first visited Land Registry Office in Sydney to ask about the original copy. And I was told that I need to go to State Archive to get the original copy. So I went to the State Archive, and the woman there was very helpful. She did the research for half an hour, and she couldn't find where the original copy was. So she had to ask her manager. So her manager told her that land registry was in full control of the original title. So I was told to go back to land registry.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And then I went there. I was told, no, we don't have the original copy. You could only get a digital size copy. And then I thought, maybe I should try to contact someone above. So I tried to find who the boss was, the Registrar General. So I contact the Registrar General office, and then I was told I need to go back to that registry to apply for the original title. So then I contact the land registry again and told them I was told by Registrar General Office to contact you to apply for the copy. So the man there agreed, and he lodged application on my behalf.
And you went there physically, though, correct? Or did you do this electronically or physically?
Yes, I went there physically twice.
Okay, so that's my big coaching for the Australians, is you got to make things happen there, because your AI is counterproductive to you right now. You've got to go and get in front of these people's face, really connect with your heart. You know, your physical, you never forget how powerful you are when you're really present with the cause. Great job. Thank you for teaching us this.
And in the end, I got a reply from LRF.
Mm-hmm.
And so the woman contacted me. And, well, first thing she said, you need to go to somewhere else. And to get, we don't have one. And I said to her, no, I was told by registered general office that LRS was in charge of all the original copies. So in the end, she said, okay, yeah, I'll get back to you later. So a few days later, she called me and she told me, yes, I could get one, but I could pay $171.70. So I agreed. I paid. That was why I got the copy, certified copy.
And okay, very good.
On the certified copy, there was no, not like the US one, it's no golden seal. It's a blue stamp. And
as long as the stamp's on there from the originator, yeah, as long as that stamp's on there, you're good. Make sure you get a bunch of copies though. Now that you don't know once, I get 10 copies. What are they charging, by the way?
Oh my God. I guess 10 copies, I'll pay a lot of money. $171.70 for one copy.
Hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, yes, that sounds like a
story. And also I'm very, yes. And also I'm very close to get a copy for a property in Western Australia as well.
Yeah. Do you know you sound completely different from the day I met you?
Yes, yes, I can feel that too. Yes,
you're way past where you were, aren't you?
That's so true. I can feel it. Yes.
You see how slow you are now? See how peaceful you are now? It's pretty cool, huh?
Now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can feel waves coming.
Yeah. How is your daughter doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Call in again. I love you very much. Just know this is our abilities. These are our abilities. Thank you for calling in. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for the call. All right, let's see. What do we got? We got some interesting ones here. Okay, let's do Zosia from New York on line one on Egypt. That was a great call. There's a bigger story there, folks. I'll tell you later. Zosia from New York on line one on Egypt. Is there more than one location? Zosia.
Hi, cute. That was such a beautiful call. Does everyone know how beautiful you are?
No, I'm just learning myself.
It was stunning, truly. Everyone will know soon. And what a really beautiful call you had with Kelly and all of your shows today.
Just thank you.
This really calm, peaceful place.
Thanks a lot. It's I wasn't going to do any radio today, and I can't stop. I'm addicted to you guys. I'm addicted to you guys. I get every time I do these shows, I go, I really enjoyed that. Every time, there's never been a time I didn't enjoy it. Now when I start them, I'm like unsure in most cases, but I go, every time I get such a biofeedback from all of you, I can't stand it. It's so incredible to be with you I love it. Never gets old.
Yeah. And we're addicted to you. So I could imagine this is a time like you finally have people to speak to, actually.
I was listening over the years, like, I can't find any more of us. I'm like, that's it. I'll just be the Pied Piper.
Now, hopefully you can relax and enjoy the ride a little bit more.
Yeah, it's my message to everyone. We don't have to be like this very much longer. I assure you, and not to put assumptions on how you feel, things get cleaned up real quick here. We just, as long as we're steady Eddie here. What is the question about Egypt you promoted to BBS?
You mentioned earlier that so much talk about Egypt, and you spoke about vortices and legacy land. So I feel Atlantis and Egypt in my area. And it got me feeling, well, when you came in at EBE and Errol, you went to three different locations. And there's talk about you and you were Yeshua, and you were in three different locations. So I just like, maybe there's something to this Egypt piece. And that's where I came to it, just to ask you the question, is there something to that?
Great. Thank you so much. Very aware. So if the audience is leaning into this, you'll see that not only has she reviewed it through her consciousness, she's getting her own internal knowledge creeping in, not to take words out of her opinions, but the bleed through of your memories are coming through. Here would be our summary would be, my summary would be, what if all our towns looked like Egypt all over the planet at one time? Is what you're remembering. So even when you go to Chichen Itza, even China, under the underwater cities, they're all going to look a lot like Egypt. So don't, that's what's a little disappointing about the lack of communication and education out of the Egypt pyramids, is there were so many around the planet. I mean, if you go to Australia, there's a match, perfect match of Egypt in Australia, but it's covered under weeds now. Arizona, we can just go on all day. So that's how we used to build cities.
Wow. Could you confirm if there's one by me?
But you already know the answer.
I know. It's different when I hear it from you. I do, yes.
So feeling, and that's what I'm encouraging everyone to do, so you can feel the truth more and more now. You don't need me or you know, just a bunch of words. You know, you already know that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's very energetic place, and then that's why Montauk was actually used too, because that's a very energetic place.
Yeah. Yes, and would you agree it's at the tip of Atlantis?
Yeah, so we would have. Okay. You can take one tip of Vancouver Island all the way to Australia. You can take one tip to Montauk all the way to. Deep South Atlantic Caribbean, and that's what you're seeing as leftovers.
May I ask you, am I having the bleed through or am I tapping into that space and remembering being here?
You can do both. There's the one. No, they're the same. No, that is the same.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So you get to, so you're observing the information. But we get a little confused because at least my opinion of this human mind is we're looking for sequences and we don't have sequences. We think one went this way and then we did this and then we did this and then we did this. The human mind loves sequence, but we don't have it. We don't have any sequence.
That's starting to leave when you shared about the wakes of the wave, talking about the sea of joy and using that image for that in terms of sequencing, even with other places like Mexico, it all comes at once.
So I'll keep working. I'll just, all your coaching is very valuable. I'll keep working at how can I explain it so I have all the information. Translating it is the tricky part. And I know that you all have all of the knowledge too. This language is allowing me to show you the vastness of what we're capable of seeing. But just keep making me more aware of what we're thirsty for. You got it right. You got it probably better than me. You already know the answer.
Yeah, I do. And actually, Keith, that goes right into, if I could, just the second part about the hieroglyph that you mentioned a while ago. So I've looked up a few, you know, online. I didn't really know where to go. So I looked up Tutankhamun and looked at his funerary mask and just sort of gently looked at them. And the ones that came out to me were three. It was the Ankh. It was one that looked like a bird. I know there's multiple, and one that looked like a feather. So I just would look at them for a little bit. I'm not trying. I'm just looking at them. So my question is, do you have further advice to, maybe it's working by my earlier question, but do you have further advice to do my process of wanting to know more that way?
Yeah, thanks for being brave with this. So, you know, you sound like a crazy person now.
Not to you.
So you're committed to this Q cult thing. All right. So, I'm encouraging everyone. Almost everybody was here 6,000 years ago, 26,000 is a little bit of a stretch, but those would have been our legacy cities. So I would expect most people would have a good historian already built in them, unfortunately, and or aware of those times you were here. And those symbols you left yourself, you can digest, I'll say not read, digest, just by going in a trance or looking at them, because you made them for yourself to remember many things. So feel them through your heart. Many other places on the planet. That's just one. That makes a mini portal to yourself. Obviously, some of the information isn't pertinent or needed, and not your signature. But it's all there if you just look into it. Chichen Itza is obviously very popular, and you could look into that. You can see a whole story. So one symbol is like an encyclopedia package.
Yeah, and the Ankh, I noticed they'd even reach it and put it to the mouth. I feel it was Tutankhamun, put it to the mouth of his wife.
That's right.
Pretty profound.
So we're basically doing the same thing now. We're just doing it on the radio. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's a great analogy, too. That's helpful to for all of us to recognize, too, when you say collaboration center, and then to overlay that with the Egyptian times.
One of us is going to get a little more horsepower. That's all we're talking about. It's not someone is more prominent than another. We eventually break through of this type of human, and a few of us are getting it more and more and more. And you can actually see the wisdom of the universe. Was that a fun conversation?
So, yeah, really fun. Very exciting. Thank you as always.
It's cool. Really. Should I move on to another call, or do you want to? You have another question?
I always have hundreds of questions, but everyone else wants to talk to you too. So, other people have a chance.
Really enjoy this. Right? Keep calling in, please.
I will. I love you. Love Mermaid.
Great day to you. We love you. Let's see. Oh, I like, there's one that's pretty cool here. Let me see. Shelly from Utah, VBS, thank you so much for that call. Shelly from Utah on line 5. Prelude, Q mentioned personalities are engineered, questioning whether their engineered personality is self-doubt. Shelly, are you there from Utah?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not excited or anything. I'm not.
No, it doesn't sound. Whoa, this is... We're going to turn the volume down right now. We turn it down. I took the earplugs out of my head. Super cool. Definitely. I don't think you go to the Mormon church, my opinion so far.
Well, I've got some questions for them, so I might visit.
I did. Right on. Invite me. Invite me. They're going to love. Hey, they're going to love me.
I'll bring you with me when I go. Okay, I'm going to call them. I really did have some questions today. You know, I wasn't planning to say this. The reason I'm so excited, when I got off the phone with Dawn to book a show, I was smiling so big. I was ear to ear with a smile. And then a little while later, my cheeks hurt, like I got cramped, and I realized I was still smiling. I was smiling so long, I had to start massaging the cramps on my cheeks. So that's my excitement.
Yeah, I just love the draw. I knew so many cool people would come to BBS if I joined in. You know, I obviously brought Jane and Billy and Ted Moore in there, and then everybody. Now you're seeing, you know, this attrition rate of everyone showing up. Hey, I can do this too, and I can get some work done right here, can't I?
Well, I'm thinking that engineered personality in me was self-doubt. Or maybe it was ingrained in me growing up.
So that is really common, not necessarily the topic, but where did that come from is really your question, right?
Well, you had talked about personalities were engineered, and I had thought that my self-doubt was beaten into me by a mother. But then after you mentioned it was engineered, I thought maybe it was engineered.
Okay, cool. So this is awesome. Hold me there if you don't mind. Okay, this is a super powerful question. And the reason it is that you can prove epigenetics are favoring a personality trait. So I want to control something. I'm in fear of something. You said two things. You thought it came from your mother. Well, it did, because the epigenetics of your body and her body are connected.
Okay. Yep.
You're right about that. But why is it that you can't dismiss it? Why does this person trigger me so easily, which I'm calling karmic relationship and epigenetic relationships? So the degree in which we feather epigenetics into karma is a great study, because karma is different than epigenetics, but they're still identifiers for each other. They attach to each other.
Interesting.
Anyway, keep asking the question. It's really fascinating.
You gave me a breakthrough when I was calling in and I was identifying paralyzing fear. You labeled it doubt. And once you did, I was like, doubt? Really? Because I've been dealing with doubt all my life, and I've already been trained what to do with it. So once you gave me that word, I have my goal in front of me and I'm focused. And when doubt shows its face, I take one hand, I grab it by the throat, toss it to the side as far as I can. I keep my eye focused in front of me and I march on.
Okay. Absolutely. Great job. Great job. I'll show you how the dark epigeneticists do it. Okay. How many grandfathers have you had in your bloodline?
Ooh, a lot.
Look how many? 88, 90, 50, 60, doesn't matter. Okay, let's just say for 2,000 years, how many grandparents have you had?
A few thousand.
Okay, so what if I called each grandfather a piece of shit for its entire lineage until it had you? What would be in your epigenetic recording system?
Oh.
You'd be a piece of shit now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And so that's how epigenetics works, and not everyone's picking it up. Okay, so what? Now pick an emotion. Hang on just a second. Okay, so now pick an emotion that you're also feeling consistently with your personal relationships. You can see that's not you, right?
Right. Well, you've taught me to observe thoughts.
Yeah, it's not you.
Not be them. Yeah.
Yep. So we're peace. That's right. Everything else is record. We're like historians, and they're emotional historians. It's a really great question. Keep working on it and teach us in the future. Okay, I'm going to get on to another call.
Can I ask you my real question?
Oh, I did not know there was a real question. I thought that was a real question.
Oh no, that was the prelude.
Okay, good. What's your real question?
When I was looking into the name of a show, I was looking at Doubting Thomas, and I looked into it, and there wasn't any, 2,000 years ago, there was never anybody named Thomas. But when they translated the text into English, they took the word Tome and translated that into Thomas. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's real close. Bigger story, though. Yep, you got it.
And then the word Tome is the twin. That's what it really means, was the twin. So
yep.
I'm curious about who was the twin 2,000 years ago?
Well, if I tell you, then I'm creating things that you're guessing about. You already know the answer.
I have to guess it?
You already know the answer.
I'm the twin?
You decide. You have to. All of us are going to have to figure this out. We all have knowledge right inside of us right now if we would just use it.
I'm running with it. Thank you.
Okay, let's see how you do. Keep calling in. It helps all of us. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for the call. Okay, Stanley from Alberta. Stanley's back. Stanley from Alberta, Canada, on line 4. What I'm seeing is doesn't look clean. Does not look clean.
Cheeks, Homestead Cafe, how can I help you?
Oh, that beats us. Ooh. Oh, the team's listening to you. I don't know. I think I can beat
you.
What are we doing today, Stanley? What are you working on?
Maybe Cheeks Homestead and Internet Cafe. That's what I was thinking of. If I was to take a franchise and use that name for Homestead Registry, I can just see my grandchildren asking me, 10 years down the road, what does Cheeks mean? So I say, well, I'd have to come up with some handy little story. But my question to you is with the masculine divine, the masculine people out there, do you think if there's any of them that are cheeky enough to be a server?
Yeah, it's a great question. We don't think there is. We don't think we're falling down for sure. And it's it's so refreshing to hear you call in and all the guys. It's a puzzle. It's a bit of a puzzle the way we've positioned a male and female here. So. Still working on it. What? Any other questions you have for me?
Yeah. If you decide to do that and franchise it out, I might be interested in Alberta Homestead Registries.
Okay.
And use that name because there's a lot of history there, and just in the name itself. So it might have to be Cheeks Homestead and Pub or Cheeks Homestead Pub.
Because we basically
were thinking about giving everybody the moon for lying to us was our idea. So definitely. Okay, I'm going to tell, okay, the person listening to this is probably going to, he's going to be into this for sure. Any other questions, Stanley?
No, I got tons of questions. I just wanted to run that by you and get maybe a chuckle. When I was, when he took my call, BBS took my call, he, there was, we just about fell out of our chair laughing. And I just kind of went.
We'll give them a cut. They'll be all into this. Principals will be the first ones in the outfit. I'm pretty sure the principals of BBS will be the first ones being bartenders. But Thomas is not allowed. But I'm sure the BBS people get involved. We'll get them. Everyone wants a San Antonio bar. There's not enough bars in San Antonio, is it? Okay, so I'm going to move on to another call, if you don't mind, Stanley. Keep calling in, though.
Yeah, you got to win it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I got 100 questions. Thank you. And I sure enjoyed the previous call.
Thank you so much. I do too. Thank you. Keep coming. Thank you for the call, BBS. Heidi from Wisconsin Online. To can Q elaborate on the what is beyond the ice wall beyond Antarctica? Great. Beautiful typing as always, and the beings that inhabit land there. Can Q elaborate on the ice wall? Are you there, Heidi?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. Somebody's been telling you some stories, it sounds like.
Stories? Okay.
Where are you getting these stories from? How do you know there's an ice wall, by the way?
I don't even know there's an ice wall. There's Antarctica, from what we've heard. So,
Are you sure it's just not a lie like everything else?
It could be. Whatever Wikipedia says, I suppose. I don't look at that, but
all right, let's get some work done. What are you pondering? I want to hear this.
What I'm pondering is beyond their continent, benevolent or not benevolent beings, beyond the ice wall, and if we what kind of possible treaties or things are going on around the world that we know or don't know about.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling and being so brave. I know this isn't always your cup of tea. Thank you so much. It's not easy to get on the radio and talk and so forth, but what we're learning about on a planet and or this type of planet is different, but you only can participate with the planet if you believe it exists. And it has been stolen from you. You believe in time and space, as an example, taught in school, when there is no variables in space and time. This is my real job. You perceive a dimension based on the room you're in, whereas your capabilities are to go create a dimension. You're a multidimensional being. And unaware that the planet, that potential planet you're on, is 90% bigger than you were told. So your question is actually incomplete because your planet is easily 10 times bigger than what you were told. And you're starting to be conditioned into starting to accept it because people won't take the tablecloth off the table and let the dishes hit the floor. Why, when you do Google Earth, you can fit every single country in Antarctica over the ice sheet? Why can you do that? Where'd that come from? And by the way, when you query in Google Earth, where's all the ice in the North Pole? You're getting tricked. We're trying to heal you. Does that help a little bit?
It does. And then I have knowing from when I was a child of living in a land or I should say under in the water, swimming from like house to house and being very content, having like a quiet place where there was extreme light, but in the water, and pure joy and happiness, and knowing there's more out there, and knowing that we are taught what we're, what whoever the they is wants us to know, and how do we tap into our past, our without changing us now, and learn what is the best to help humanity and our family, friends, and you move forward.
Absolutely. Great job. Great job. That gives so many people courage. Thanks. Do you mind if I get on another call?
No, go ahead. Please. Thank you.
Right on. That's going to be hard to beat, everyone. Thank you for the call. I mean, let's see. We got an Australian one. Let's do, let's see. I'm not going to, let's see. BBS, let's do the one we skipped, line one. Sabina from Hawaii would like more information about communication, joy, and living on other planets in the universe. Sabina, are you there? Assuming BBS could spell.
Hello to you. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for answering my call again.
Yeah, you bet.
Yes, I'm very curious how people, well, other beings on, in other universes and planets communicate. Do they express, how do they express joy? Do they have physical appearance like we do? And what is their language? And the reason why I'm asking is you keep saying that the English language, you cannot really express it. And I was wondering if we can learn the language you like to express yourself, or can we tap into there, or maybe if you can tell us a little bit more about the living in a different universe, how it is, so we can come, you know, maybe learn from it and add to us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A beautiful question. We communicate in light language. We don't need to speak. It's instant. And that's why it's so easy here to read. And that's why it's so easy for me to be a help to you, because I can see all of you and what, how much light's in you, how much brain's in you, etc. You can too. You do the same thing. Communication is the easy part. Understanding what it's like to communicate here is the tricky part. Is that okay to say?
Yes, and I agree with that, because I speak two languages. I speak German, and I'm in Hawaii now, so I speak English. And when I learned both languages, I had always big trouble. I was terrible in German, terrible in English, and it took me forever. But the way, when I traveled to other countries and I didn't know the language, I used to look in their eyes. I used to look into, I guess, in their heart, and I understood that what they were saying with
Is it okay to talk about that?
Pardon?
Yeah, so what's it like to live on other planets? Would that be the question we could talk about before we end the show? So you're really not too far off with how we typically live in higher frequencies, or planets are more established or settled. I don't really like to give it a title, hierarchical. Higher dimensional, lower frequency. It's really just, this is very unusual for you to live down here would be a better term. But for the most part, you live in synchronicity so easily in your decision making. It just works. And you're in shock when it doesn't, because it's so rare that you have adversarial situations. It's very rare. It takes years and years based on your time, like what you perceive in time. You would never have anything not go in your favor. It just works perfectly, because you're just like a school of fish. And by the way, you're not worried about things not working your way. That's why it works so well. You're not worried about anything. You just settle in and all work together, and You're always a tribe of some means. You always are a tribe. Where here, you're caught up in duality and dissolution of independence, individuality. Not a lot of teams here, is there? Imagine. Now look at some teams that worked really well. If you look at the Chicago Bulls, they won 7 championships. 6, maybe I got the number wrong, because they were unified as a team. And as soon as you get in synchronicity, because they could actually read each other's minds, they were synchronistic. They were caring about each other. All of that. If you do that in your society, you're one without ego. You're just free flowing. I hope that helps.
Oh, yes, a lot. And is there actually a physical appearance? Like, do you see colors? Do you have eyes? Or is that just here and out with duality, in this world, on this planet?
She's chomping at the bit, but she's not going to get up. It doesn't look like. She's in the background. You're everything you can imagine. Every type of being. It's so unlimited to what you can be and what you have then.
Yeah. So that means I create it. Whatever I want to see,
That's right. Now, I will give you a clue. I'll give you a hint. We really like being cat people. We really do.
Cat people?
We like a feline connection. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you have hair on your body now, too. And it's competing with the reptilian and mammal inside. But a lot of folks here that like the cat and dinosaur folks. I have to go, and I love your call, and I love your question. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. BBS Radio, thanks for being so patient with me today as I'm jumping around late as always. And you've been amazing, everyone listening to me, teaching everyone. It's beautiful to be with you each and every time. It's a great honor. Thank you, PRQ team, for the people.space, BBS. Great job. See you next time.